Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards first. Starhowiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Justice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Giles hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Lawton goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tomey hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak strikes out. There goes Coomer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grissom moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Justice reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Becker reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker moves to third. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Becker scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coomer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak takes first base on ball four. Steinbach moves to second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grissom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to third. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Thome reaches second base with a double. Grissom scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Eddie Guardado now pitching. David Justice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justice moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Matt Williams now playing third base. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Rich Becker. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Jackson now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6. And the Twins too. The Indians will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Justice hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawton hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.